escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 1st.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1961, the largest man-made explosion in history shook part of the Soviet Union. The test detonation of the 50-megaton hydrogen bomb, Tsar Bomba. On this day in 1985, Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off with the Space Lab Research Facility in its cargo bay, and an all-German group of researchers alongside the usual shuttle crew. This was Challenger's final successful flight.
Minus 10, we're go for main engine start.
7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, one, we have ignition and liftoff. Liftoff of Challenger and the Space Lab D1 mission. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Houston controlling now. Roll program initiated.
Astronaut Robert Hoot Gibson was born today in 1946. Joseph Campbell, author of the influential book The Hero with a Thousand Faces, died on this day in 1987. It's a day of notorious tricks and treats. In 1938, Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater of the Air chilled America to its core with the infamous radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
In 1976, the Doctor was recalled to his home planet Gallifrey for the first Doctor Who story set on the world of the Time Lords, the Deadly Assassin.
Through the millennia, the Time Lords of Gallifrey led a life of peace and ordered calm, protected against all threats from lesser civilizations by their great power. But this was to change. Suddenly and terribly, the Time Lords faced the most dangerous crisis in their long history.
In 1981, Magnavox hopped onto the Pac-Man bandwagon, introducing KC Munchkin for the Odyssey 2 video game system. The game's designer tried to differentiate it from Pac-Man, but Atari soon dragged Magnavox into court over the game.
We interrupt this program for a special report from Evening World News in Washington. Here now is Chief National Affairs Correspondent, Sander Van Oker.
Good evening. A meteor shower, which appears at this time every year, erupted into a massive cosmic event tonight as pieces of an enormous asteroid plunged to Earth. Reports are just coming in, but it appears that at 8:24 p.m. Eastern Time, the near-Earth asteroid known as 6645 Venturi hurtled from space and broke apart, striking the Earth at three separate points around the globe. Aftershocks were felt from Kamchatka Island in the Aleutians to Santiago, Chile.
In 1994, in the spirit of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio show, CBS got itself in hot water with another tale of an alien invasion that was too real for some viewers, without warning.
For those of you just joining us now, we are following an ever-widening crisis touched off by the impact tonight of a massive meteor that broke up and fell to Earth. Radio signals from the three impact sites are affecting air traffic worldwide, and FAA officials are recommending that people fly tonight only if it's absolutely necessary. We've just received word of an unscheduled briefing at the White House. Correspondent Mike Curtis is standing by. Mike?
Sandy, a formal briefing had been scheduled for 11 p.m. tonight to coincide with local news broadcasts, but moments ago the White House press corps was summoned here for what's being described as a high-priority briefing.
Earlier tonight, following the impact of three meteor fragments, President Clinton directed NASA to begin around-the-clock monitoring of all near-Earth asteroids with the potential of penetrating the atmosphere. At approximately 9:17 p.m., the Air Force's geodes tracking stations at Socorro, New Mexico, Maui, Hawaii, and Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean detected the presence of what appears to be a second asteroid. At 65 meters or 200 feet in length, it is on a trajectory almost identical to the path of 6645 Venturi. The radio telescope at Arecibo, Puerto Rico, locked on, and they confirm that the object is heading toward the Earth at an airspeed of 32,000 miles per hour. The expected impact in the area of the polar ice cap is some 5 minutes from now.
Though the network ran plenty of crawls announcing that viewers were watching a movie rather than a real news event, the presence of real news anchors among the cast was apparently too convincing. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. Out of character, to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo. Starting now, we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates by tomorrow night, so we did the best next thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You will be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it and that both institutions are still open for business. So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian, it's Halloween.